So this is our first year with a child in big kid school. James started kindergarten this fall, and I was remembering this week the first day of kindergarten. We'd been talking about it for months. His preschool teachers had been telling him how much fun he was going to have in kindergarten. The night before the first day of kindergarten, we packed his lunch. We laid out his new blue book bag. We picked out the clothes he wanted to wear. We were ready. He was excited. We set his new alarm clock for 6:45 a.m. We tucked him in. We said goodnight. At 6:42 the next morning, I heard James awake in his room. So I went in, and there he was, standing on his bed in his pajamas, bouncing just a little bit, staring at the door. When he saw me, he said, "Can we go to kindergarten now?" I feel a little bit like that this morning, full of a certain ready-to-go-ness, because today marks the beginning of an exciting new season here at Bel Air UMC. We're launching an initiative called Forward. The Forward Worship Series will last for 5 weeks, but the Forward Initiative is something that we will be living out over the next several years. It's a multi-year project focused on ministry growth and facility renewal, and the idea is to get our eyes up, to be looking out, to be looking toward the future, because Jesus has a mission for us here at the corner of Bel Air and Newcastle. Jesus has a mission for us. And a mission is not something to be stumbled through. A mission is something to be planned for with purpose and intention. And throughout this worship series, we will articulate the beginnings of a vision for how we move forward in our unique context. With our unique history, with our unique strengths, in our unique place, utilizing to the fullest all the resources that God has given to us. For nearly 75 years now, God has been doing wonderful things in and through the people of Bel Air UMC, and Forward is about doing all that we can to ensure that for the next 75 years, by God's grace, Bel Air UMC continues to be a spiritually vital place, producing and investing in spiritually vital people who are continually partnering with God in God's life-changing work in our community. The first thing we'll talk about, our focus for today, is moving forward in faith. After all, isn't that the foundation of who we are? Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are people of faith, saved by grace through faith alone. So let's read together a story from the Gospel according to Luke. I think it gives us some insight, some instruction on how to move forward in faith. It's from Luke chapter 5. If you've got your Bible open, it's Luke 5, beginning in verse 1. The words are also in your bulletin. Listen for the word of God. "Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, 'Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch.' Simon answered, 'Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets.' When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man.' For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, 'Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people.' When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Luke, the writer of this gospel, is a masterful storyteller. Listen again to how he sets the scene. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, that's the Sea of Galilee, once while Jesus was standing beside the lake and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, Jesus is there and the people are pressing in. An enormous crowd had gathered, and it's not just because Jesus is famous. The people have come from the villages. They've come from the countryside. They are pressing in on Jesus at the shore of the Sea of Galilee because they are hungry for the word of God. Now, we live in a very different time and in a very different place, but the people are still the same. The people of Bel Air, the people of the surrounding neighborhoods, the people of the city of Houston are hungry for the word of God. Now, maybe they know it, maybe they don't. Maybe they can name it, maybe they can't. But the people of our city are hungry for the word of God because the word of God is a word of love. It's a word of compassion. It's a word of welcome. It's a word of forgiveness, of light, of life. The word of God is a word of hope and courage in a world that too often overflows with words of darkness and division and despair. The people are pressing in. They are pressing in, hungry to hear the word of God. And that sets up the rest of the story. When Jesus is done teaching, he sends the fishermen, who we know are soon to be the disciples, back out in their boats. Cast your nets again, he tells them. And when they do, they haul up this amazing catch of fish, not just more than they had ever caught before, not just more than they needed, not just more than they could have dreamed of, but more than their boat could hold. There's all these fish, way more than enough. There's all these people hungry for the word, pressing in, amazed at what's happened. And then Jesus ties it all together. He looks at Simon. Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching people. And when they're back on the shore, Simon and James and John left everything and followed him. Forward in faith. Jesus and Simon aren't the only people in this story, but Jesus and Simon are the main characters. Jesus gets into Simon's boat to push out and teach the people on the shore. When he's done teaching, Jesus tells Simon to go out and cast the nets one more time. Simon recognizes that this is a miracle done by the Son of God and that he is unworthy to be in God's presence. Jesus tells Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching people. And it's these interactions between Jesus and Simon that help us understand what it means to move forward in faith. Help us understand what it looks like for us to move forward in faith. First, Jesus tells Simon to do something. Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch. This is something Simon knows how to do. It's not outside of his comfort zone. It's not stretching his abilities at all. In fact, it's such a familiar thing to Simon that he's pretty sure it won't work. Master, we've worked all night long and caught nothing. Nighttime was fishing time on the Sea of Galilee. As soon as the sun comes up, the fish make themselves scarce. Simon knew this. He's got a very good reason why Jesus' plan is not going to work. But listen to where he lands. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets. If you say so, Jesus, I'll do it. If we want to experience the miraculous work of God in our lives, if we want to see God take our talents and multiply them far beyond our imagining, if we want to be witnesses to the amazing things that God can do even when we can't get anything done, then we have to learn to say yes to God. If you say so, God, I'll do it. That's the first step in moving forward in faith, saying yes to God. Saying yes when God asks you to do something. Second, along with James and John, Simon accepts a challenge from Jesus that is outside of his expertise, outside of his comfort zone, a little bit bigger than he would have ever tackled on his own. Don't be afraid, Jesus tells him. From now on, you will be catching people. Simon's a fisherman. By definition, he catches fish, not people. And what Jesus wants him to do is go catch people. And Simon accepts the challenge. He leaves the familiar nets and boats and follows Jesus. That's the second piece of moving forward in faith. Being willing to let go of the familiar and the safe and follow Jesus to something new. Think about your own life for a minute. Let's reflect on this a little. If God asked you to do something, would you do it? Would you say yes? If God asked you to bring a foster child into your home, if God asked you to try one more time to reconcile with your father, If God asked you to do something, would you say yes? You might have a dozen reasons why you think it won't work. I've already tried that. He doesn't want to talk to me. That plan's not going to work. The timing's not right. There's not enough time, money, space, whatever. Simon had reasons, good reasons, that Jesus' plan would not work, but he landed on, if you say so, I'll do it. If God asked you to do something, would you say yes? A second question. How willing are you to let go of the familiar, to let go of the safe, and follow Jesus to something new? If Jesus asked you to stop doing what you're doing and start doing something new, how willing would you be? The disciples all changed careers because Jesus asked them to. Would you? Would you, if Jesus asked you to, would you sell your house and get something smaller so that you could work less and volunteer more? But what if it's less extreme? What if the thing Jesus is asking you to do is smaller than that? Would you be willing to let go of the safe, comfortable seat in a Bible study to follow Jesus to something new, leading a Bible study? Maybe Jesus is asking you to join a Sunday school class, something simple that you can dive deeper into relationship and community. Would you be willing? Even though it means letting go of the familiar, easy routine of sleeping in on Sunday mornings or getting to lunch early, would you say yes? Even if you had no idea what you were doing, even if you had no idea if it's going to work out, even if it felt a little bit scary, would you be willing? In the end, moving forward in faith is about trust. Simon is skeptical, but he puts out his nets one more time because he trusts that Jesus wouldn't ask him to do something if it weren't important. And because Simon trusted Jesus and put out his nets, he got to see. He got to be part of a miracle of God's abundant provision. Simon was willing to leave the safety of his boat, leave the familiarity of fishing, and follow Jesus to something new because he trusted that Jesus would continue to provide. He trusted that Jesus would always show him the way. You know, it's not an accident that we spent several weeks earlier this fall talking about prayer and practicing prayer, and encouraging you to go into your room and shut the door and be with God in prayer, because it's in prayer that you will develop a deep well of trust in God, trust that will allow you to say yes when God asks you to do something, trust that will allow you to let go of the familiar and follow Jesus to something new, forward in faith. Now, it means the same for our church family as it does for you as an individual. To move forward in faith means that we will listen for Jesus' voice in our midst, that we will say yes when Jesus asks us to do something, because we trust. We trust that Jesus wouldn't ask our church to do something if it weren't important. Moving forward in faith means that we will be willing to let go of the familiar and the easy and the safe when Jesus asks us to do something new. Because we trust. We trust that when Jesus calls us to follow, he is indeed leading the way. He's going ahead of us, and he will provide exceedingly abundantly far more than we could ever ask or imagine. You know, when I was growing up, one of the movies that I would watch over and over again was Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. There's this great scene toward the end of the movie. Indiana Jones is in this hidden ancient temple searching for the Holy Grail, the cup that Jesus drank out of at the Last Supper, a cup that promises healing and everlasting life. And he's got this little book of notes, this little book of notes and clues to help him get through all the traps hidden in that temple. And he's going through these obstacles, and the pressure is on, because if he doesn't succeed, his father, who was wounded at the entrance of the temple, will surely die. He makes his way through the tunnels, dodging disaster at every turn, and then he comes to this great chasm. He stops at the edge of the cliff. He looks down into this bottomless abyss. At the far side of this impassable canyon is an open door, and the path continues. But between him and that door is this massive canyon. He looks at his notes, and do you know what this obstacle is called in his notes? The path of God. the path of God. And then he reads the note and it says, only in a leap from the lion's mouth will he prove his worth. He looks around and he sees a lion's head carved in stone above him. And he reads again, only in a leap from the lion's mouth will he prove his worth. He looks down. He looks across the abyss. It's impossible, he says. Nobody could jump across. And then one of his friends calls from the entrance, hurry, Indy, hurry! His father's dying. He thinks for a moment. It's a leap of faith, he realizes. It's a leap of faith, he says to himself, and the camera cuts back to his father dying at the entrance of the temple. You must believe, boy. You must believe. So he takes a deep breath. He lifts one foot into the air, and he falls forward. And his feet find solid ground over the abyss. He still can't see anything underneath his feet, but step by step, he slowly makes his way across this great divide, and it's not until he reaches the end that he can look back and see the path of God. But he followed that path step by step forward in faith. We are moving forward in faith as Bel Air UMC. The leaders of this church have been working on some of the underlying pieces of Forward for months now. The Board of Trustees has stepped out in faith and begun planning for some major renovations to our largest and most used spaces, so that we can move forward in the ministry that God is doing in and through these buildings. The Finance Committee has stepped out in faith to begin a capital campaign that will help us fund those renovations. The Staff Parish Relations Committee has stepped out in faith and made it a priority and thus made it possible for our church to hire a full-time director of children's ministry who's going to begin later this fall so that we can move forward in ministry with the boatloads of preschool and elementary school children that live in our neighborhood. The Administrative Council has stepped out in faith and begun to form a missions task force that will help us clarify and focus and move forward in our ministries that happen with and for people outside the walls of this church. After much prayerful discernment, we believe that God has called us to do these things. And we've done our very best to say yes. We've taken these steps of faith, these leaps of faith, not because we're sure they'll work, not because we're sure we know how to do it, not because we've got it all figured out, but because we trust. We trust that God wouldn't ask our church to do something if it wasn't important. We trust that the path of God, that on the path of God, our feet will find firm ground. We trust that when we step out in faith, God will provide exceedingly abundantly, far beyond we could ever ask or imagine. And because we trust that Jesus, who has called us forward, will lead the way forward in faith. Let's pray. God, we know that you call us. That you call each and every one of us to be part of your family, the church. God, we know that you are calling us as individuals to use our gifts to build up the body of Christ here in Bel Air. So God, we pray that you would give us eyes to see and faith to trust that we might take a step forward, knowing that you are with us, even that you are leading the way. Amen.